Today we invite all the devotees for our regular evening Bhagavad Gita class. Today we are going to read from Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, entitled The Yoga of the Supreme Person. The text number 19 and 20. ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. टेस्ट नंबर 19. यो मामेव असम्मूढो जानाति पुरुषोत्तमं. यो मामेव असम्मूढो जानाति पुरुषोत्तमं स सर्वविद भजति माम सर्वभावेन भारत. Translation: Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are many philosophical speculation about the constitutional position of the living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now, in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Person is actually the knower of everything. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the absolute truth. But the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Throughout the whole of Bhagavad Gita, this fact is being stressed at every step. And still, there are so many stubborn commentators on Bhagavad Gita who consider the Supreme Absolute Truth and the living entities to be one and the same. Vedic knowledge is called Shruti, learning by oral reception. One should actually receive the Vedic message from the authorities like Krishna and his representatives. Here Krishna distinguishes everything very nicely, and one should hear from this source. Simply to hear like the hogs is not sufficient. One must be able to understand from the authorities. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is able to understand this according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, knows the purpose of the Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of the Vedas. The word bhajti is very significant. In many places, the word bhajti is expressed in relationship with the service of the Supreme Lord. If a person is engaged in full Krishna consciousness in the devotional service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has understood all the Vedic knowledge. In the Vaishnava Parampara, it is said that if one is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, then there is no need for any other spiritual process for understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. He has already come to the point because he engages in the devotional service of the Lord. He has ended all preliminary process of understanding. But if anyone, after speculating for hundreds of thousands of lives, does not come to the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that one has to surrender there, all his speculation for so many years and lives is a useless waste of time. Text 20. Iti guhyatamam sastram idam uktam maya nagha etad buddhva buddhi mansyat krita krityascha bharata. Translation: This is the most confidential part of the Vedic scripture, O sinless one, and it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. Purport: The Lord clearly explains here that this is the substance of all revealed scriptures, and one should understand this as it is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one will become intelligent and perfect in transcendental knowledge. In other words, by understanding this philosophy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engaging in His transcendental service, everyone can become free from all contaminations of the modes of material nature. Devotional service is a process of spiritual understanding. Wherever devotional service exists, the material contamination cannot coexist. Devotional service to the Lord and the Lord Himself are one and the same because they are spiritual. Devotional service takes place within the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is said to be the sun, and ignorance is called darkness. Where the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. Therefore, whenever devotional service is present under the proper guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, there is no question of ignorance. Everyone must take to this consciousness of Krishna and engage in devotional service to become intelligent and purified. Unless one comes to this position of understanding Krishna and engages in devotional service, however intelligent he may be in the estimation of some common man, he is not perfectly intelligent. The word anagha, by which Arjuna is addressed, is significant. Anagha, O sinless one, means that unless one is free from all sinful reactions, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. One has to become free from all contamination, all sinful activities, then he can understand. But devotional service is so pure and potent that once one is engaged in devotional service, he automatically comes to the stage of sinlessness. While one is performing devotional service in the association of pure devotees in full Krishna consciousness, there are certain things which require to be vanquished altogether. The most important things one has to surmount is the weakness of the heart. The first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. Thus one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. The second weakness of the heart is that as one increases the propensity to lord it over material nature, he becomes attached to matter and the possession of matter. The problem of material existence are due to these weaknesses of the heart. In this chapter, the first five verses describe the process of freeing oneself from these weaknesses of heart, and the rest of the chapter from six verse through end discusses Purushottam Yoga. Hare Krishna. I kindly seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, so that I can discuss something fruitful, something good from these two verses. Here, Prabhupada is writing in the previous verses. From 16th to 18th, the verse are describing about the relationship of the living entities, what is the position of the living entities, and who the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and describing the relationship, that is Sambandha. And here, this verse 19th, this is describing what is the process to attain, what is the process, and text number 19 is Paryojan, the goal. So in this text number 19, the process of attainment is given, that when comes to the knowledge that who the Supreme Personality of God is, then what he does, he bhajati with sarva bhavan, with full of his consciousness, he engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord. And last, the text 20 describes about the goal, who is the Supreme Personality of God is, and who comes to that form, and that point, and what one does after reaching to that position. So many philosophical speculation about constitutional position of the living entity and the Supreme Personality and the Supreme Truth is there. So people does this. Here Supreme Personality of Godhead states that anyone who knows Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the actual knower of everything. And there Prabhupada writes that imperfect knower only speculate about the absolute truth. He doesn't know who the absolute truth is. Because his senses are perfect, he is a conditioned living entity. And due to being his in conditional state, it is very difficult for him to know how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is controlling each and everything. We see, like Prabhupada writes in Isha Upanishad, that how the living entity in his conditioned state has four defects. First of all, he has imperfect senses. Second, he commits mistake to get illusion. And third and fourth is to cheat. So with these four defects, the person who is trying to know the Supreme Truth is not able to come to the point that who the Supreme Personality of God is or who is the controller and maintainer of the whole universe. With imperfect senses, we know that what is the limitation of our senses. We can't see completely. The range of to what we see is very limited. In science, we read that only 3800 angstrom to 7800 angstrom we can see. That wavelength only we can see. And our hearing capacity also limited, only 20 to 20 kilohertz. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai, Kauranithai ki jai, Sri Gopal ji ki jai. So our senses are imperfect, and when we want to know about the Supreme Truth from these senses, we observe the data from this universe, from our surroundings, and we analyze. But in analyzing all this data, we use our senses which are already imperfect. So we are not able to know this. And second defect with the conditioned living entity is that he commits mistakes. It is also said two error is human. And since he commits mistake, he is in illusion, to get illusion. Sometimes we see that what we are seeing may be in one circumstances may be right, but not always. Like a person sitting in this apartment near the platform where earlier used to happen steam locomotives used to pass. At certain circumstances, in the nearby room some cooker is whistling, the person might feel that some train is passing, because he may be observing, he might be thinking that this is the type of the sound what a train emits, but in his speculation he is completely wrong, because he is implying his imperfect senses. Then there is tendency to cheat also. Since the living entity wants to lord its material nature, wants to put himself in a superior position, he many times manipulates the data which are there in his favor, so that he can become superior to others. He can be number one. So there are two ways to receive knowledge. How one can receive? One is ascending process and second is descending. In ascending process, it is very difficult to come to the right conclusion. We may inquire about one thing, like who is from where this product is coming. The best things to know about that product is to ask the manufacturer who is manufacturing it, what is the property or how it works, so that we can directly know. Otherwise, another example is given, that the example of a son who wants to know who his father is. Then the best person to approach is the mother. The mother can only tell who the father is. And by that only one can come to the real conclusion. Otherwise, if one goes on checking each and every person of this universe, it is so much time consuming that it is not possible. And even if the person survives, what is the chance the person for whom he is searching, he will survive? He may die. So these are the ascending process, by which if the person wants to come to the knowledge, it's very difficult. So to save our valuable time in this human form of life, which is only nowadays limited to 60, 70 years average, also much less also, but 60, 70 we normally see a healthy person lives to nowadays. So to save our valuable time which has been given to us in this human form, we should imply ourselves for the descending knowledge, that the person who is knowledge, who is knowing already, to approach such a person and from that person receive knowledge. And one who does this is a perfect knower, and he engages directly in Krishna consciousness. Here Prabhupada writes in the commentary that astabban commentators of Bhagavad Gita, without reaching the goal, clear goal of understanding that who the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they just waste their time. And these astabban commentators, they receive their knowledge in the first way, what we described earlier. They try to analyze their surroundings in only an ascending manner, that how what is the constitutional position of the living entity, what are the different elements which are constituting this living entity. And by this knowledge, this speculative knowledge of ascending knowledge, many speculators are there. Even we know from the Vedic literature that one Kapila Muni is also there, which is called imposter Kapila. Who analyzes the different elements of this universe, but was unable to find the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so he is called atheist. He didn't come to the complete knowledge that the Supreme Absolute Truth is a person, and he is a controller of everything. Vedic knowledge is called, here Prabhupada writing, it is called Shruti. Shruti, in the Prabhupada's writing also in Ishopanishad, that Vedas are called mother. Like we gave the example earlier, that how a child who wants to know who his father is, he approaches his mother, and then he can know actually who his then he can actually come to know who his father is. So similarly, Vedas are like mother, and when the Vedas tells us about the truth, that who is the absolute truth, who is our actual father, then actually we can come to know. And how to receive this knowledge? Vedic message should be received from authorities like Krishna and his representative. This Prabhupada is writing in here. This knowledge is the true fruit of Veda, and one who knows this becomes Sarvvid. Because otherwise, whatever knowledge we are getting, if we are not coming to the point that Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, who is controlling each and every one of us, then everything is lost. The human form which we have received is simply a loss of time, because we are just engaged in our sensual activities to satisfy our mind and senses, but never come to the actual point where we can become satisfied. Because we see that the nature of this world is that whatever we try to satisfy our senses, it never gets satisfied. It tries time and again to change its position to satisfy himself, but it is never satisfied. Today we are trying to gain happiness from our job, from our position, but later on we even change that position to gain our happiness. And sometimes what we have gained to achieve our happiness, and which already sometimes gives us happiness, are the cause of our distress and dissatisfaction at the later stage. In most of the cases we see, these are the results of our attachment. Then what should we do? Then what the person who has the complete knowledge that, okay, Supreme Personality of Godhead is there and he controls everything, then he engages in the worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. If anyone engages in the devotional service of the Lord, then there is no need of any other spiritual process for understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here in Bhagavad Gita also, Prabhupada writes in the 8th chapter, 28th number verse, that Vedeshu yagyeshu tapaschu chaiva daneshu yatta punya phalam pradishtam atyeti tarva sharvam idam viditva yogi param asthanu paiti chadyam. Translation: a person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end, he reaches the supreme eternal abode. So, here we see that the person who performs this devotional service, he doesn't lose anything. But he actually understands who Supreme Personality of God is and engages in the devotional service of the Lord and actually utilizes his human form of life. Here we can also say that how this human form of life is valuable. Prabhupada is writing here that if anyone after speculating for thousands and hundreds of lives doesn't come to this understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is just useless waste of time. Whole life is wasted. We can see the many process and many endeavors which we put in our life to gain many things, and when we doesn't come to this conclusion, then it is a whole waste of time. Like we have seen in playing games, like children play sometimes, a snake and ladder in Ludo. So there, the person is trying, different number is coming, sometime he gets different ladder and he just climbs 30 position or 20 position ahead. These processes are like different yoga process, where karma kandi process, where person by different means elevates his consciousness, goes some level higher than what he is. But in there are many dangerous paths also. The path of committing mistake, from where the person can fall down. And sometimes it happens in that game also that the person has reached the stage of 99, but there one snake is there which bites and puts him in some of the lowest position. So these different types of yoga process other than bhakti, the person may elevate himself, but our senses are like snakes, which may any time, if they are not in control, they can divert the path of liberation. They can change its route and put him down. So it is complete, and it becomes a complete waste of our time. So to utilize this human form of life, we have to do, the person engages himself in devotional service. And this devotional service, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this is trayate mahato bhayat, that this devotional service saves oneself from the greatest danger of life, the greatest danger of the living entity that continue to exist in different forms in 84 million species of life. Here we also see that if one engages in devotional service, how he saves himself. That suppose a person is engaged in the devotional service, even if he loses his chance, Krishna says that he is again given a chance where he can perform his devotional service. So to perform his devotional service, he is again, only a human form of life can do the devotional service. If one is animal, he can't do. Only in rare circumstances like Jada Bharat, where somehow or other fall from his position and got a deer body. But there he was not performing devotional service. He, by the mercy of the Lord, he had the remembrance that, okay, in the previous life I was a deer, I was a human form, I was Jada Bharat, I was Bharat, but I had not utilized my life there. So I have become, due to my attachment at this deer. So in this life, he was very cautious and he detached himself from other activities and just kept himself near the ashrams of different rishis. So in this way, he get another chance, another next body, again a human form body from where he can continue his devotional service. So if a person do this devotional service, he again get a next body of human form where he can do. If somehow or other, if he has not completed his devotional service in this life, then he again gets a next life from where he can continue his journey in devotional service, from where he has left. In text number 20, Prabhupada says that devotional service is a process of spiritual understanding. Material contamination cannot coexist when devotional service is being performed. The Lord is like sun, and ignorance is like darkness. It is said that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surisham Maya Hai Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Tahan Hi Maya Ka Adhikar, Tahan Hi Maya Radhikar. Like Krishna is like sun, and nascence is darkness. So where there is Krishna, there is no darkness. So whenever devotional service is present under when the devotional service is performed under the proper guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, there is no question of ignorance. But then how one can perform this devotional service? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnane sevaya. He is also giving the process by which one can elevate himself, one can take the shelter of the bona fide representative of Krishna and come to the right conclusion. And to become intelligent and purified, everyone must take to this Krishna consciousness. Sri Prabhupada is writing this. Unless one comes to this position of understanding Krishna and engages in devotional service, however intelligent he may be, in the estimation of some common man, he is not perfectly intelligent. Once Prabhupada was, I think he was in Vrindavan, so there some scholars came to meet him. And Prabhupada asked them one simple question. So you are learning so many Vedic literature, you are like Pandit. So tell me, who is the Supreme Personality of God? Who God is? So they said, they were just not able to say anything. And they said, it is very difficult to describe the absolute truth, who is. Then there nearby, little Saraswati was playing. So Prabhupada called her. And Prabhupada asked, okay Saraswati, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And she just replied, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gave one cookies and she ran away. So Prabhupada said that, see, this little child knows who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. But this big, big person, big, big philosopher, big, big Vedic Vedantist, they doesn't know who the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a person may be very intelligent in the eyes of common man, but if he doesn't know that who is the absolute truth, then it is a complete waste. Also, there is one example that Prabhupada was asked to come for a program where some celebration on Gita. So Prabhupada went there and there was just one light candle was lighted. And no pictures of Krishna were there. So Prabhupada asked, why there is no any picture of Krishna? So the organizer of that event said, actually we are, there are many institutions here who are participating in this and we don't want to... We don't want to dissatisfy anyone. And their knowledge was like a Mayavadi conception. So they were trying to establish the Gita without having Krishna in the center. So many people are there who study Gita, but they don't have the knowledge of Krishna. They will discuss it, but they will not come to the right conclusion that who the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, Prabhupada, in the verse, it is right... Krishna is writing, saying that Anagha, addressing Arjuna as Anagha, that means, O sinless one. Means one who comes to the understanding of Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to be Anagha. That means he has to be free from all sins, And then one, he can understand that who Krishna is. But devotional service is so pure and potent that at once, one who is engaged in devotional service, he comes to the stage of sinlessness. One may be completely clear, but can't, like one person may be there who is not clean, but he can't be blamed. Like a person is dirty and he is in the process of taking bath. He is under the shower, so one can't laugh. Oh, see how dirty you are. Even the person may be dirty, but since he is in the process, we can't laugh at him because he is under the process by which he will be purified. So this devotional service is like that. It at once puts the person at the position where his purification starts and he is at the position of sinlessness. So Prabhupada is saying that this position is sinlessness from where one can have the understanding of devotional service and he can engage himself in the devotional service of Lord. So we will stop here because on the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, Kirtan will be going on. Ready? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.